This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Good evening. It's Sunday, March 3rd. I'm Sean Rice with your top stories on KRDO News Radio. The Boggsville fire near the town of Los Animas and Fort Lyon continues to burn over 1,000 acres into Sunday morning. At last check with officials from the Bent County Sheriff's Office, the fire grew overnight to 1,030 acres and remains 0% contained. Currently, the fire is in the bend of the Arkansas River, and officials say as long as it stays on that side of the river, there is no threat to nearby homes. Pre-evacuation orders had been given to those along County Road 13 through 15, as well as north of the Arkansas River and south of Highway 50, but those remain in place Sunday afternoon. According to Bent County officials, over 200 people were evacuated from Fort Lyon on Saturday, but were then given the green light to return to their homes late Saturday evening. Colorado Springs police are investigating a deadly car crash that happened on North Academy Boulevard. Around 8 p.m. Saturday night, the Colorado Springs Fire Department responded to a car on fire. Investigators say the car failed to navigate a curve, causing them to roll their car and catch fire while they were still inside. North Academy Boulevard was closed for several hours, but has since reopened. Colorado Springs Police's major crash team has assumed responsibility for this investigation. A portion of southbound I-25 was closed for multiple hours Sunday morning. Just after 8 a.m., Colorado State Patrol announced I-25 southbound near the Pikes Peak International Raceway was closed. Fire and police crews were on scene and were advising drivers to exit at mile marker 122 and take the frontage road to the south. The circumstances of that car fire remain under investigation. Firefighters are keeping an eye on hot spots near Black Forest Sunday morning. Crews worked quickly to contain a fire Saturday afternoon as it spread dangerously close to home. Firefighters were able to get it quickly under control, thus preventing any damage. Eric Hurst with South Metro Fire says the incident is a great reminder that fire season doesn't follow a calendar here in Colorado. He says of the 19 red flag warning days in 2023, 16 of those happened before June 1st. Firefighters remind everyone to avoid burning outside on red flag days like today. Well, it was the shot heard around the world, at least for one Colorado Springs native who hit a half-court shot on ESPN's College Game Day at the University of Alabama Saturday. Avion Cooley, a Rampart High School alum, hit the shot with 2 seconds on the clock and took home a check for a cool $19,000. For more headlines, head on over to KRDO.com. I'm Sean Rice. Have a great Sunday.
From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Nick Carter. For the high winds, they're going to continue in southeast Colorado. And then as skies clear up tonight, it gets chilly. Lows will be in the low to mid 20s. For Monday, lots of sunshine, but cool with high temperatures in the upper 40s to low 50s. At least it won't be windy. And Tuesday and Thursday, another weather system coming through. We might be getting some badly needed moisture. Could be looking at some rain showers on Wednesday, changing over to snow by Thursday. High temperatures cooling down to the 30s and 40s. That's your forecast on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings, KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons on KRDO News Radio, or anytime at KRDO.com.